Ah, the haggis, great chieftain of the puddin' race, according to Robbie Burns, and so misunderstood. Haggis is a traditional Scottish dish, considered by many to be the national dish of Scotland, thanks to Robert Burns' 1787 poem, Ode to a Haggis. It's essentially a large sausage or meat pudding made with sheep's innards, as well as onion, oatmeal, suet, spices, salt. Traditionally, this was all encased in the animal's stomach and then simmered for 3 hours. As the Larousse Gastronomique puts it, although its description is not immediately appealing, haggis has an excellent nutty texture and delicious savory flavor. The earliest known written recipe is for a dish called haggis and is found in a verse cookbook dating back to 1430 from Lancashire in northwest England. Early Romans apparently made a kind of haggis. And a primitive kind of haggis even makes an appearance in Homer's Odyssey. It was most likely born of Scottish frugality as a smart way to utilize the least expensive cuts of meat and the innards. Some think it developed from the need to quickly use leftovers while hunting. Others, that the wives of Scottish cattle drovers made a haggis as a kind of portable ration for the men to eat on their long journeys down to the cattle markets in Edinburgh. Certainly, when a chieftain or a laird had an animal slaughtered, he'd keep the best cuts for his own table, while the workmen would take the scraps home as their share. Haggis is traditionally served on Burns Night, January 25th, the birthday of the beloved Scottish poet, Robbie Burns. Burns suppers throughout the world open with the haggis being proudly piped into the banquet hall, and Burns' Ode to Haggis read aloud over the platter of freshly made meat. It's traditional to serve it with boiled and mashed neeps and taties, that's turnip and potato for all you non-Scots, and hopefully a lovely bowl of cockaliki soup. Some folks have even been known to anoint it with a bit of drambuie, but I'll agree that a dram of Scotch whiskey is the perfect toast. Today, haggis is widely available in supermarkets in Scotland year-round, sometimes in tins or even containers, which can be microwaved. You can buy vegetarian haggis. In a hurry? Scottish fast food includes batter-fried haggis and chips, haggis burgers, and even an Indian takeaway, haggis pakora. Here in the Lehigh Valley, we have our very own celebration of King Haggis every September at the Celtic Classic Festival in Bethlehem. Competitors travel from as far away as Alaska for a chance to win the title of Celtic Classic Haggis Eating Champion. Haggis Bowl 2014 officially kicks off the festival on Friday, September 26th, on the Highland Field. The rules are simple. Whoever eats a pound of haggis the fastest wins. No condiments, no sauces, no neeps or taties. Beverages, however, are happily allowed. If you're ready to conquer the haggis, find out more at www.celticfest.org. Robbie Burns would be proud. For Celtic Culture Alliance, this is Kate Scuffle. Sláinte.